The light of Jesus Christ, rising in glory, banish all darkness from our hearts and minds. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope by raising Jesus from the dead. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So we pray together. Almighty God, your Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence. Give us new hearts and constant wills to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty Father, you have given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification. Grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth, through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I have a confession to make to you. Quite often, I recognize people according to the clothes that they are wearing. When I'm walking with a group of people I don't know very well, and we get warm, people often take off their coats or sweaters. And sadly, then I have to think twice, because the colours I can see now are totally different. And this can lead to problems. I have been known to pass people by with only a vague smile, because they're dressed differently from the last time I saw them. On holiday recently, I even started to join a group of strangers on a walk by mistake. It was only when I saw the dog and thought, we don't have a dog, that I realised my mistake. It's all very sad, but actually it might be, I'm hoping it might be more common than I think. Well, I'm only saying this because many of our readings in this Easter time are about people not recognising Jesus. We all think, of course we would recognise Jesus. How could we not recognise Jesus? But so many people simply don't. Mary Magdalene, as we heard on Easter Day, thinks that the person in the garden is the gardener. And it's only when Jesus says her name that she realises that Jesus is alive and risen. And during the week, we read about, in our daily readings, about Cleopas and his companion who met Jesus on the way to Emmaus. And they didn't recognise him until he broke the bread with them. Something significant each time, saying Mary's name, breaking the bread. So if we picture the disciples in today's reading, Mary Magdalene has told them that she's seen Jesus. And indeed, Peter and John confirm that the tomb is really empty. So the disciples must be feeling very confused. They really want to believe, but it sounds impossible. And in fact, the Romans are spreading rumours that Jesus' disciples have stolen the body from the tomb, and they know that's not true. But it does mean that the Romans and the Jewish leaders are blaming them and may even be keeping a watch on them. So they're confused, they're frightened, they stick together, and they lock themselves in. They withdraw, they keep tight together. And Jesus appears to them, and he gives them the traditional Jewish greeting, "Peace be with you." And in Jesus' mouth, this greeting has the very same effect as his calling Mary by her name in the garden. And it strikes a chord with all the times and the teaching that they've known with Jesus. It opens their eyes. And then to prove to them that this is really their friend, whom they know and they've spent time with and had meals with, this is their friend that they've seen crucified, he shows them the nail marks in his hands and a lance mark in his side. And the disciples recognize him and they rejoice. And of course, Thomas isn't there. And in true Thomas fashion, when the disciples tell him that they've seen Jesus alive, he's not just going to take their word for it. He demands proof. So Jesus gives it to them. How gracious Jesus is. He's not going to say, well, if you don't believe me now, well, he's gracious. He's right, I'll show you. And he offered the proof of touching the wounds, not just seeing them, but he says, touch them. And often with this proof of touching the wounded body of Jesus, Thomas falls down and worships him, my Lord and my God. It seems to me there's a sequence in this recognition. It's Jesus who takes the initiative in revealing himself. He comes to Mary. He comes to the two on the way to Emmaus. He joins them. He comes to the locked room and he reveals himself. And then the disciples recognize him and they worship him. And then Jesus gives them a task to do. He gives them something to do. But not on their own, because he promises them help of the Holy Spirit. And this sequence, taking the initiative, being recognized, being given a task, and having the help of the Holy Spirit, that's not new. That occurs again and again in the Old Testament. This is the way God has always dealt with those people he's calling. We can remember how God reveals himself to Moses at the burning bush. Moses takes off his shoes to worship him, and God gives him a task. What a task. And when Moses tries to back out, promises to be with him always. And it happens with Jacob, and it happens with the prophets Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Jeremiah. A revelation, worship, a task, and the promise of help. And so too, on the first day of this week, Jesus appears to the 11 unexpectedly, wonderfully, and they recognize him with joy. Jesus breathes the power of the Holy Spirit upon them, telling them that in his strength they are to perform an extraordinary task. They are to pronounce in God's name and by his Spirit the message of forgiveness to all who believe in Jesus. And they're also to retain sins, to warn the world that sin is a deadly and serious disease. This is God's world to a muddled, confused, and still rebellious world. It's his message to us as he comes to us and reveals himself individually in the different ways to each one of us. But he will reveal himself. He does reveal himself. And he gives us a task, and he gives us help. But God's message to our rebellious and muddled world is not a message people want to hear. So the disciples are not called to an easy task, nor it's a task to be accomplished in their own strength. But by obeying Jesus' promises, they can find the peace that he promises will be with them. Jesus appears to his followers individually or in small groups, and when they realize who he is and what that means, they hurry back to the gathering of believers to share the joy and their tasks. And it's the same with us. He may make himself known to us in the quietness of our own homes or outside in our special places. And then how good it is to be able to share with others our experiences and our plans. As we hear in the Acts of the Apostles, those disciples who fell frightened and alone in the upper room went on to serve God together and to do amazing things in the strength of the Holy Spirit, so much so that they felt they couldn't not tell people about Jesus. Even when they were threatened and told not to by the authorities, they just could not stop themselves from talking about Jesus. But first, they needed to recognize him, and then they needed to recognize those to whom they were sent. Who were the people to whom they could speak? First of all, the people that they met in daily life, and later on, further and further afield. And for us, it simply starts by the people that we know, people round about us. Later on, the disciples moved further afield as God led them to spread the good news of the resurrected Jesus to all those who were ready to recognize him. And Jesus comes to us, he continues to come to us, often in surprising and unusual ways. And perhaps sometimes he seems masked to us, and we simply don't recognize him in these clothes, however he presents himself. But if we remain attentive, if we look and seek Jesus, he will reveal himself. And in this Easter season, we know he reveals himself as the risen Christ. Alleluia. As our Saviour taught us, So we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Jesus Christ, who out of defeat brings new hope and a new future, fill you with his new life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.